launching into hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything.
Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It wasn't more than a few weeks ago that we brought you a story, maybe a month or two at the most, that we brought you a story out of Miami, Florida, about a reporter for a TV station down there who was arrested for standing on a public sidewalk. Now, I don't know if you were here for that show, Julia, but Mark, do you recall?
Oh, I recall. Yes.
All right. It was pretty outrageous, pretty disgusting. There was video footage, so you could see the whole thing go down. He was standing outside of Miami High School, I believe it was, and he and his cameraman were shooting some footage for a news package that was going to air later on the evening in the evening news. And
the cops told him to get out of the way, stop filming here. You have to go across the street because you would obstruct the non-existent throng.
Yeah, they didn't even give a reason. They just came up and said, we're going to have to ask you to go across the street now. And, of course, they weren't just asking. They were ordering, and then they ended up threatening, arresting this guy. And the cameraman and the newsman did go across the street for a temporary period of time when the newsman then decided, you know what, this is absurd, this is outrageous. And he was clearly upset, and he went back and forth with the cop for a little bit. And he went back across the street to where the high school was and then was subsequently arrested. I believe that charges were dropped in that particular case, but that doesn't make up for the fact that this man wasn't able to complete his assignment, and that is to do that news package in the way that he originally had intended. He was prevented by the actions of these government police mm-hmm. from doing his job, and there was nothing at all that he was doing that was in any way harming anyone or putting anyone in any danger.
As far as I'm concerned, if they drop the charges, they've committed false arrest. I mean, it should be a serious deal for a cop to put you under arrest. They shouldn't just be able to arbitrarily put someone under arrest.
Right, and then just let you go and that's it.
Never mind. Forget about it.
Right.
No, look, you arrested someone. You took their freedom away, and that's not okay.
Yeah, and anybody who's ever been arrested will tell you how inconvenient it is and expensive, time-consuming, and just awful.
Right, for you. But for them, it's just their job.
Right.
No big deal. Hey, we arrest people all the time.
They're doing eight and hitting the gate no matter what.
Well, it's not over. In fact, now even more news media folks have been arrested, or at least one more. This one from the Morning News, NWAOnline.net, Northwest Arkansas. Maumel, having lived 59 years, and this is a first-person account by the man who was arrested. Having lived 59 years, battled cancer, worn the country's uniform for 26 years, and worked proudly as a journalist, a profession I always admired, I thought I'd seen it all. That is, until Monday night, when I was arrested and charged with a criminal offense just for trying to do my job and take photos of a residential fire in Maumelle. Being arrested, searched, having my camera, reporter's notebook, and billfold confiscated, humiliated in front of friends and people I write about every week, was a difficult way to be arrested for the first time in my life. The only other time I wore a pair of handcuffs was 10 years ago during a training class at the Law Enforcement Training Academy in Camden. When I was told that I was being arrested, it seemed like a dream. I knew I'd done nothing wrong, but I knew better than to argue with a state trooper who obviously had an attitude. And we just see it time and time again.
Right, and there's nothing, nothing is done to them to stop them from having this. They're not incentivized in any way.
They're very rarely even slapped on the hand when these issues come up. And many of these people have serious attitude problems.
On TV, you would think with all the internal investigations that you see in these fictional cop things, mm-hmm. that, cops were scared to death of doing something wrong.
Not so.
No, that internal investigations is a rubber stamp.
They know that they're immune. They know they have sovereign immunity and that anything short of molesting children or murder, they are pretty much untouchable.
Sometimes murder.
Even sometimes they get away with murder. So this reporter goes on. He says, although I was arrested and handcuffed, not once was I read my rights. In fact, the state police trooper, now it should be pointed out that there is no mandate for the police to read you your rights. They're only supposed to read them when they're going to be questioning you. So if he's not going to be doing any questioning, you can be arrested and never read your rights, and that's all by the book. So I just want to point that out. Anyway, he says, in fact, the state police trooper told me I was being charged with obstructing governmental operations and one other offense. He says, I can't remember what the second one was. It was such an incredulous feeling to be stopped from doing my job, much less to be arrested, that it was difficult to consider what was really happening. All I was doing was what Captain Gloria Weakland, a State Police Troop A commander, advised me to do when I inquired via telephone months back about a fatality incident near Cabot, and talked to her about covering the news. The captain told me that I was welcome at any accident or incident scene, and for me to approach the trooper there and identify myself with the news media, and that I would have access to do my job. So this guy didn't think there was anything wrong with what he was doing. In fact, he had done this several times in the past, as he points out later. He'd taken photos of bigger houses on fire than this one. He says, and that's all I was trying to do on Monday evening. I didn't think the trooper in Lamel had seen the press credential on my windshield, and I approached him, as she suggested, to let him know who I was and why I was there. That's when he said he was going to arrest me for approaching him. He told me that he saw the press sign on my windshield and that the ID around my neck, but that it didn't mean anything to him. Life has been difficult for
me. I've noticed that, you know, I called about getting some press credentials, and the cop told me the same thing. It didn't matter.
He says, life has been difficult for me since my battle with cancer. The cancer, radiation treatments, and multiple surgeries have all left their marks on me. Thank God I'm cancer-free, but I'm not half the young man who used to run the 100-yard dash in 10.2 seconds. In fact, this past weekend has been one of the most painful in my life. The medicine that I still must take often depletes my potassium, and my muscles hurt so badly, it's very difficult to move. I actually have to hold on to something to pull my way in and out of my vehicle so I don't generate more pain in my legs. I use my arms and hands as much as possible to keep from using my legs to even lift me out of chairs because of the pain. Of course, being overweight makes it even more difficult.
Sure, and you know, it sort of compounds itself because he can't exercise, so he's overweight.
Right.
So, you know, it's difficult.
And he's telling you all this for a reason. For the first 2 years of my battle with cancer, I had to take steroid shots, along with the 18 different kinds of medicine, to even feel like getting out of bed. A combination of the cancer's damage to my kidney, bladder, and colon, and the steroids added about 100 pounds to my already large frame.
But steroids will definitely do that to you.
But I tell people every day that I'd rather be fat and alive than skinny and dead. My physician tells me some of the kidney medicine I take contributes to the retention of fluids in spite of the other medicine to help relieve that problem. The combination of medical problems and being overweight makes for a slow-moving, wide body. Walking is a chore, and an occasional run or climbing stairs leaves me breathless. After being handcuffed and forced to stand still for more than 30 minutes beside his Arkansas State Trooper police vehicle with a unit number 854 on it, I couldn't move a muscle. When I squirmed, the trooper was yelling at me to stop resisting. Standing with my arms behind me, these people, they don't even act human when they're on the job. This man's clearly in pain. He clearly has a problem. And because he squirmed around while he was supposed to be standing still, he was resisting. He was already under arrest and handcuffed at that point.
It's bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre.
Just the
people
attitude.
That are just drunk with their own power.
He says, I know what resisting is, and I did nothing that could be considered that. The too tight handcuffs hurt my wrists. How many times have we heard about that?
They hurt. Handcuffs hurt. Plain and simple.
He says, I have...
Yeah, they know they do.
I have scratches on them that my...
And, you know, the fact is, they could design handcuffs that don't hurt.
They won't.
I mean, this, it's not that... It's the same handcuff technology that's been around since I was a kid. The handcuffs that my dad used in the sheriff's posse, same thing that they're that you can buy in the store now. There's no reason at all that they have to make painful handcuffs other than they want to punish people.
Yep. Anyway, he says, I have scratches from them on my right arm where the trooper hit it while slapping the handcuffs on me. All of that and the pain of standing still for so long was unbearable, but I knew better than to complain or suffer the trooper's wrath. His demeanor was abusive, intimidating, and downright scary. Now, this is allegedly someone who will claim to be
protecting
and serving. And the whole purpose of government, and this is stated according to Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, stated in state constitutions and law books all over the place, the purpose of government is to protect and maintain individual rights. And clearly, the way these police are behaving is in no way protecting and maintaining individual rights. They have no interest in actually treating you like a human being. There's more to this guy's story and how he was treated by this brigand, this out-of-control maniac.
Some of these cops are absolutely out of control.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you can defend the police in this instance, I don't see how anyone could. And would love to hear your stories if you've got one. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
They're faceless. Every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. We're talking cops right now, but whatever you want goes. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are for free. We've got archives, so if you missed a moment of the show, just grab them up right from the front page of the website. There's no logging in and no membership fee. It's just free. at freetalklive.com. And it is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off. AdamEve.com/talk. 800-259-9231, talking about a story that involves yet another example of just how far from the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that we have fallen in this country, that the government, especially the government people, they just don't even care. I mean, this guy couldn't possibly understand what free speech is, this cop we're talking about here, this state trooper who arrested an overweight cancer patient. Former cancer patient, a man in the news media who was trying to just take pictures of some firefighters in action fighting a residential fire. He'd arrived on the scene to do his job, report, and photograph, and this guy started just immediately yelling at him as he approached him, because he had been told that when you see a state trooper, you should go and tell him who you are and what organization you're with, and he'd be allowed, he thought, to photograph and do the reporting. And the man immediately started yelling at the reporter and placed him under arrest for interfering with governmental operations and some other charge that he doesn't even remember. Then he forced him to stand for 30 minutes beside the state trooper's vehicle. He wasn't allowed to move, and when he shifted around a bit, because he's very overweight and sick and in not good good health,
pain.
When he started shifting around a bit, he was yelled at for resisting. The handcuffs were too tight. They hurt the man's wrist.
It reminds me of the Chinese prisons where the prisoner has to stand in within a circular area and not move for X amount of hours per day.
It's just it's punishment.
Yeah. It's punishment. It's not custody. It's punishment. And that's what the cop's job is, to take him into custody,
that's
not to
point.
Punish him.
The punishment's supposed to come after a conviction.
Right.
Well, anyway, this, again, from the first-person account from the actual reporter who was arrested, he talks about the trooper as being, his demeanor was abusive, intimidating, and downright scary. At the time, this was while he was standing there waiting, some of my friends in the Mammell Fire Department came over to check on me. Because, again, this guy's been on several different scenes and has photographed fires in the past. He says, I was still 50 to 75 yards away from the minor fire, and they all wondered what was going on. They asked if they could help, and I told my publisher's son-in-law, who's a firefighter, to call him in case I needed to be bailed out of jail. The firemen later told me they couldn't believe I had been arrested for attempting to take photos far away from the fire. In fact, they called the Mammell Police Department to come and check on me because they said they were worried about me. After my boss's son-in-law left, the trooper came over and asked if I was somebody special. I told him, no, I'm just a reporter. Then he wanted to know whom I asked the fireman to call, and I explained that it was my boss. He then asked which newspaper I worked for, and I tried to explain that I worked for several newspapers owned by Stevens Media. He wanted to argue with me, telling me I'd mentioned a specific newspaper earlier. Every time I tried to explain, so he's like posing as a news reporter to get some pictures of a fire.
Right.
Like, you know, you're hiding something. Every time I tried to explain, and this is typical, the trooper would interrupt me, like a trial attorney would do when they're trying to discredit you. So he didn't even want to hear the answers. He would ask him questions, and he'd start trying to answer, and then he'd, barrel right in and start asking questions again and, you know, making declarations like he knows something.
Right. Just like a talk show host.
I wanted to tell him that I needed to sit down, but I was afraid he'd charge me with something else, or worse. After all, he had a gun and authority of a state trooper, and I was just a journalist with a notepad and a camera. I mean, that's laying it out there for you, right? He's the man with the gun and the badge and the attitude, and you don't want to get hurt, so you obey, right?
And that's really what this guy wanted at this point. That's what the trooper wanted at this point. The trooper wanted him to get down on his hands and knees and lick his shoes.
And beg.
Yeah.
As mad as he was, I feared for my safety. He'd roughed me up a little bit, pulling my left hand behind my back and then demanding that I let go of the camera in my right hand. I wasn't about to drop a $1,500 camera with a $400 strobe light on it. He grabbed it and yelled at me until I let it go. He took it, walked off behind me, and later placed the camera on the trunk of his vehicle. After he visited with several Mammell police officers, he came up to me and asked me, "If I take these handcuffs off you, are you going to behave?" I was stunned. From the moment he told me to turn around because I was under arrest for taking his photo, I attempted to follow his every command for fear of what he might do to me. I was handcuffed and defenseless. Not that I would have tried to resist. I have too much respect for law enforcement officers to do that. And what's amazing is that even after this treatment, you'll see that his attitude is still very deferential towards law enforcement, that, you know, he still has some respect for the profession and all that, even after being treated like this, which I find just amazing. He says, even when I know I didn't do anything wrong, as I was handcuffed, he tried to tell me that I'd stuck the camera up in my face, inches from my nose, snapping it over and over, attempting to blind me. I tried to explain that the camera had been set on motor drive in order to capture the firefighters in action, and that I had actually only snapped it once. He wanted to argue and said that I held it down for 10 seconds or longer, telling me he knew all about cameras. Even hours
after. I've heard of them camera things now.
Even after after the arrest for hours, it all seemed like a dream, a very bad dream. Mammell Police Chief Sam Williams told me I should file a complaint against the state trooper. I told him it wasn't my style because I have so much respect for all police officers and the difficult jobs they do. You know, first of all, not that I think the complaint would really do anything. I mean, we've actually...
I think the complaint would be good for police officers everywhere because it would take care of jerks like this.
Well, it would do something. Again, it probably wouldn't result in him being fired or anything. It would probably just be filed into his personnel records, and that could result, if he got enough complaints, perhaps down the line, in something actually happening to him. But to stand back and not actually take any action against this thug because you have some sort of reverence for the police in general, that is something I just don't understand.
I don't understand.
You would think that this, I mean, the way he started the article was like, you know, he'd been shocked to his core that he was unbelievable how he'd been treated. But here he is just backing down and saying, you know, no big deal, no problem. Anyway, even hours, he says, I've worked closely with state troopers and counted many of them as friends. He then goes on to talk about how he, you know, took some photos and got published in one of their magazines. He says, after the episode, Chief Williams told me he might have yelled at me if he thought I'd overstepped my bounds, but he certainly wouldn't have arrested me for just doing my job. Standing on a public street in a city where I've covered more, much more serious fires than this one, I couldn't have believed that my First Amendment rights to cover and report the news would have been abridged. Even worse than the painful handcuffing episode, the state trooper turned me around so that I couldn't even see the firefighters in action putting out the fire. That was adding insult to injury. Now I can't even report on their outstanding efforts to save a home because I wasn't allowed to see it, and I can't report on what I didn't see. So just... another sad story from a journalist who apparently was completely oblivious. I mean, you would think that journalists would be a little bit more aware of the police abuses in society, but apparently not. I mean, this completely blindsided this man. The way the police in this officer in this case was treating him was a shock to the system for this guy. For us, we see the stories every single week.
He's a local journalist. He doesn't do national stories, and he doesn't do a show that's focuses on the abuse of power.
True, though, but it really goes and points out that in most major media, these abuse of power cases usually get a back page mention or just a tiny little inserted story, and very little attention is brought to them until finally, you know, the truth hits home, and it unfortunately he had to learn the hard way. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant Health has never been easier.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carfenic Minute. You can't transform a sow's ear into a silk purse, but designers can convert mules into automotive thoroughbreds. The question is, can the mules keep pace with technology? The answer, when I come back.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
Automotive mules are life-size physical prototypes that manufacturers have traditionally configured, built, and tweaked before production models are released. But wait, the whip of technology may put the mules out to pasture before they reach the starting gate. Since a single mule prototype can cost up to $500,000, and as many as 60 mules can be produced for a single model, it makes more than horse sense that today's digital engineers are now harnessing the power of supercomputers to simulate safety, drivability, and aesthetics, the triple crown of automotive design. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are for free, and that, those include the updates. So get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com. Read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
So we, again, just told you, finished telling you a story, if you're just tuning in, about a newsman who was on the scene of a fire in northern Arkansas, northwest Arkansas, Mamel. He was trying to take photos. He had press identification on, and there was a particular state trooper who was there that decided to start yelling at him and getting very, very upset and threatening, and decided to arrest him for interfering with governmental operations or some other nonsense charge like that. The man was then forced to stand for 30 minutes straight, and this man happens to be a former cancer patient with severe problems. He's got health problems, and he's overweight. To top all of that off, he was just treated very poorly, I would say abused by this particular trooper, and it's just another tragic example of someone else in the news media who has had their right to be in the press and to report on things completely infringed upon by the government with no apologies. I mean, it's just happening more and more. And it's, in my opinion, it's more evidence that it's just more evidence that we are in a police state in this country, and there is no respect on the behalf of the government, state, local, federal, doesn't matter. There's no respect for the First Amendment, or in many cases, much of the rest of the Bill of Rights. It's all been thrown right out the window. And if you know this isn't enough evidence for you, there's always more. We talk about these cops being out of control. I mean, it's first of all, I don't really think that there's these days anything particularly different about members of the news media as compared to regular folk. I mean, regular people can have a blog and right. They can certainly start their own YouTube channel. So
pretty much anybody can be part of the media.
Today, it is possible for anyone to label themselves as the media. But so I don't want to make it sound like I'm putting media people on a special pedestal and saying, well, it's okay if the police harass regular folk. But
we're the media.
Right, but they shouldn't touch the media. No, I don't think the police should be harassing anyone. But if it was ever possible to make it crystal clear that the police could give a flip about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the right to free speech, then you should look to the instances of where they're just... when they're on camera, when they're being videotaped, when they're being audio recorded in front of others, just shutting down the freedom of the press, that should tell you something. That should be like a red flag going up, a klaxon going off. There's something seriously wrong with this country. Am I the only one who sees it this way?
I see problems. I mean, I don't know what to say. I as far as... you know, destroying the Bill of Rights, I don't think it's completely gone yet.
But it's not going to go. I mean, it's not going to all just go up in a puff of smoke one day,
no.
And we'll be able to say, ah, they finally did it.
Right, George Bush isn't going to come out on television and say, we've decided that Bill of Rights crap is for the birds.
Just tear it up.
Right, they're not going to do that.
No. So it will be chipped away at, and that is what is happening. And if we don't speak out now, if we don't do something now, I mean, can you imagine back in the 1930s, in World War II times, they were going after the communists. You know, the very famous pastor Martin Niemöller quote, which I'm paraphrasing, first they came for the communists, and then they came for fill in the blank.
And trade unionists?
Something like that, yeah. And then they came for me, and by that point there was no one left to stand up for me. And the point was, if you don't stand up when they come for the group of people that you might detest, or that you don't care to see them carted off to some government internment camp or prison or whatever, then you're going to be in trouble eventually, because eventually they're going to outlaw something that you do, and they're going to come after you. In this country, they're coming for the news media. I mean, it's happening now. Am I overreacting, Julia, to this?
No. But you know I agree with you.
Well, 800-259-9231, do you disagree? I'm getting a lot of agreement in the studio here. Do you disagree? Do you think it's okay for this particular trooper to be yelling at a man who's trying to photograph the fireman doing his job, a man who has a press credential on? Could anyone possibly take the side of the state trooper? If so, we'll move you right to the front. If there are any calls holding, you'll get right to the front, because I really want to hear from someone who can defend this police state nonsense. Not only do we have the newspapermen getting arrested, television reporters getting arrested for not doing anything wrong, not putting anyone in danger, no jeopardy for
anyone.
Other than
standing on public property and filming.
Right, where you or I would be able to stand and film. It's not just
or
them.
It should be.
It's individuals. One of our listeners, Brian from Colorado, was arrested for video with pulling out his video cell phone and taking video of the police arresting someone. So there's plenty of people that this is happening to. It's happening all across the country. It's probably reported less often than it actually happens. There are all those instances. And then there are the other instances of the government checking people's identifications at checkpoints around the southern and northern borders to this country. Of course, you've got the TSA and all of its tyranny within the airports. There's just example after example of the police state on the rise. And I don't want to sound like I'm an alarmist here, but this is really serious. This is a big deal, don't you think? Do you disagree? Am I making too big of a deal out of this?
I don't. I think that this is a clear violation of the First Amendment.
Can you imagine how this would be different if there were no government police, for instance?
Well, I think that's babies in bathwater, personally. I think that...
it's Rosemary's Baby, Mark.
Okay. I think the police need to be reprimanded, and they need to realize, holy crap.
But who's going to reprimand them? This is the problem.
I understand.
No one is going to reprimand the police.
I understand what you're saying.
If somebody steps out of line on the city council, heck, they might target him. These people have more power than anyone else. Yeah, they claim to just be following orders, but the fact is their orders are putting our freedoms in jeopardy. And in the marketplace, first of all, this guy probably wouldn't have been there if he were some sort of private security. There would never be, you couldn't charge someone with BS in the marketplace, like interfering with governmental, whatever it was, interfering with governmental processes or something like that.
Is that even, I mean, do they just make this stuff up as they go along?
Of course they make it up. Either the police have made it up or some group of lawyers has made it up so the police can just cite it. It's all made up and arbitrary because no one was harmed in this instance.
Well, in
no
specific circumstances, legislators, which are supposed to represent us in a perfect world, and I don't believe that they do, legislators could come up with a law that says, look, you cannot drop the charges. If you make an arrest, it's either a false arrest and the officer gets reprimanded, possibly charged, or we're taking it to court. And if it's
you know how pissed the police unions would be about that?
Yeah, I understand.
They like their immunity.
I understand.
And that's not going anywhere.
It would be difficult, but yeah. It's a solution.
1-800-259-9231 to the phones and the fun. Jeff in Carlsboro, Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, it strikes me, I rarely listen to you guys because I don't know, you're just way too liberal for me. But
we're liberal?
Yeah, you're liberal. And okay. And I listen to you on one day, the caller calls in and you say, this is not a conspiracy show, the government wouldn't do that, these things are all made up and anybody can counter this. And then you're just wound up so tight tonight because the police did something. Well, yeah. That's what the callers are trying to tell you. I don't think you get it.
We only accuse callers of being conspiracy theorists if they start pulling out nonsense about the Twin Towers and all that crap.
Okay. So, you know what? I would beg to differ with you. I don't think it's nonsense, and neither do most of your listeners.
Well, I don't think you've taken a poll, sir,
okay,
so you probably don't know. Oh, that was it, huh? Toodles. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That's too bad, because I really wanted to ask him about why it is we're liberal.
Can't please everybody.
And what that means exactly. Do either of you consider yourself a liberal?
No, I wouldn't.
Do you consider yourself a conservative?
No. I would consider myself more of a conservative than I would a liberal.
I don't even know what either of them mean. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from the exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number if you dial in at 800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Got all kinds of great Free Talk Live related merchandise, everything from a variety of t-shirts to hats to hoodies, which apparently have been banned at some government schools now. I think Dallas. Yeah, Dallas school has recently banned hoodies. So hoodies could get you into some trouble if you wear the Free Talk Live hoodie out and about. We also have free bumper stickers. You can find out how to get one of those. Just head on over to store.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using boric acid, some kind of fire retardants. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
So, we just got off the phone with a know-it-all who told us that he knows... He knows that most of Free Talk Live's listeners are really conspiracy theorists, and that's all they want to hear about is conspiracy talk. And, well, first of all, he has no evidence of that, beyond just his personal opinion.
I don't think we'd still be on the air.
Yeah, probably the case, because they wouldn't get what they were looking for out of our show, and they'd go somewhere else.
I would certainly say that there's a contingent out there that are conspiracy, you know, that believe in some of the conspiracies.
Sure,
I probably believe in some of them to some extent myself.
Well, sure, one could say that the whole central bank scam is a grand conspiracy. One could say that government itself is a great conspiracy.
They're certainly conspiring to take our rights away, rights away on a regular basis.
But there's a difference between labeling something a conspiracy and then going off into la land and talking about, you know, the melting temperature of steel and, you know, what happened to the bodies and what happened to the whatever, all the different questions and the engine parts and just all the minutia and detail about the 9/11 thing. If you want to find yourself a little 9/11 factoid show, debate forum, then those shows are out there, and you're right, you shouldn't be listening to Free Talk Live. But to come on the air and to make accusations at us and then just drop off the line really says more about you than it does about us, sir. The idea that you come on
on, you call us liberals, you take one or two more shots, and then you drop off. Isn't that typical of some of those people? And we noticed that over time, that the people that really have something to say, they like getting in and jumping right back out before we have a chance to even say anything back to them or ask them any questions?
Well, it didn't seem like you wanted to engage in a conversation about it.
No, certainly not. And again, that really tells you more about people, you know, his mentality than anything else. But Mark, just to jump back, I had asked you guys if either of you considered yourself liberals, and you'd answered in the negative. Then I asked if either of you considered yourself conservatives. Julia answered negative. You said you consider yourself more of a conservative than liberal. What does that mean?
Well, if one looks at the Nolan chart, as it were, the world's smallest political quiz, you can check it out at quiz.freetalklive.com. There is a liberal quadrant, a conservative quadrant, an authoritarian quadrant, and a libertarian quadrant, and then sort of right in the middle is centrist. Libertarian, or the liberals are socially liberal and economically liberal, meaning that they believe that you should be free to do what you want as long as the government can steal from you. Conservatives believe that you should be able to do what you want economically with your money, but we should be able to tell you what to do morally. Authoritarians believe the government can solve any problem in both those categories, and libertarians believe that you should be more free in both of those categories.
So you would voluntarily want to align yourselves with people that want to control others' morality?
I am socially conservative, for me. And I would consider, and I sort of came from the area that I believe that, that where I believed that that was the case. But, you know, I would say that I'm a libertarian, but you asked me if I was conservative, and I only said that I'm more of a conservative than I am a liberal.
So in what ways? What ways are you socially conservative? What ways would you like to control others?
I wouldn't wear one of these man skirts that they were talking about.
Yeah, but there's a difference between your personal behavior
but
and
I am
values.
Socially conservative. Do you see? I wouldn't wear a man skirt.
I see. So you're not conservative in the way that you want to impose your value system on others.
Not really.
You said to be careful by labeling yourself by applying that label to yourself. That's what people are going to
apply
think.
It. I said I'm more conservative than I am liberal.
Okay,
that's all. It's not. That's
I'm
not
just
an application
telling you, Mark,
of the term.
There's a chance someone might think something about you. That term.
Think whatever they darn well please, and call in and talk to me about it if they'd like.
Sure.
I was just going to say it's funny because sometimes if it comes up in conversation, somebody will call me a conservative. And then sometimes somebody will call me a liberal, so... Mm-hmm.
It just depends on whatever issue is important to you.
Exactly. So, let's continue with the phone calls. And go to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on KGEZ. Hello.
First, I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to Ian, Julie, and Mark.
Well, happy solstice to you, Jeremy.
Or whatever. Hopefully we don't have to shoot each other on whichever one that we're going to... shout out, right?
I don't think so.
Nobody's shooting anybody.
Well, they did over, I guess, somewhere in Europe or England today.
Someone shot someone over the Merry Christmas wish?
I guess a group of people yelled Merry Christmas and the other ones yelled Happy Hanukkah. And
oh, jeez. Are you serious?
Yeah. And that's
out of control, man.
Yeah, it is.
That makes baby Jesus cry, that kind of stuff.
Well, just the whole pain the world's going through and everything makes me cry. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I'm not good with names or dates or places anyway, but this is coming up. And hopefully one or both of these gentlemen are listening over the amp line that you guys have or whatever. And I guess a couple of guys went into a gun show wearing Ron Paul shirts after a little Ron Paul parade or rally or
where
something.
Where was this? Up there in Montana?
No. I'm getting this off the Alex Jones show. And again, I don't like to bring other talk show hosts' names and stuff like that up with you guys. But anyway.
That's all right. So what happened now? They went into a gun show, two Ron Paul supporters. What happened?
And first of all, I guess Bean, some guy named Mr. Bean or something like that, does him and another guy do a lot of the gun shows in America. But anyway, kind of put these gun show guys on a national scene.
What happened? Get to the point.
Well, okay, I'm working on it.
I know, but we're short on time, so you better hurry.
No, but they went inside and paid their money to get inside, and I guess the owner of the gun show was right there to you know, tell them not to pass things out. And so, like, 20 minutes later, they're looking at a gun in an aisle, and a deputy comes out of the corner, around the corner, and basically runs these two guys out of there. And
they're wearing Ron Paul T-shirts?
Yeah, he said that these two gentlemen ended up asking the deputy why they were asked to left, and they pointed at this gentleman, which is some big NRA guy or something, and anyway, trying to make a long story short. Yeah, and so...
That's pretty outrageous. Now, so you know for a fact that these guys weren't passing things out? Because if they had been asked not to pass things out and they went ahead and did that, then I totally understand them being tossed out.
I wasn't there, but by listening to the two gentlemen on the Alex Jones show, and I believe them by listening to them. I mean...
Sure. These things can happen, and I appreciate you bringing up the story, Jeremy. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, it is private property. I hope they were given their money back. If you're ejected from the show for simply what you're wearing, then you certainly deserve a refund at that point. However, if they were there handing out Ron Paul flyers when they'd specifically been asked not to do that at that point, then as far as I'm concerned, they should not be given a refund and absolutely ejected from the premises. Because, you know, that guy's there to make money, the gun show owner.
I don't think that having people giving out Ron Paul paraphernalia would affect him making money, but...
I don't think it would affect him making money, but the fact is, if you want to hand stuff out at a gun show, you need to buy a table. You need to rent the table for the weekend. I know these things. I've gone to gun shows and set up tables and done, you know, political outreach, an Operation Politically Homeless booth, and it would have just been bad form and wrong for me to walk around with a clipboard and, you know, harass people and try to get them to take that quiz. So, you know, again, not knowing what all the facts were, not knowing if the radio show you were listening to was giving you all the facts, if it's true that two guys went into a gun show and were kicked out for wearing Ron Paul shirts, it's pretty outrageous and pretty dumb on the part of the show owner.
And I can tell you, I've heard things on radio shows and read articles and stuff like that and walked away with a different picture than exactly what happened, too.
Sure. You know? Some stuff gets lost in translation. Some of the facts don't always make the trip over the airwaves, so you do have to be careful there. But nonetheless, if the story's true, pretty sick. Also pretty sick, Clear Channel Communications is for sale, in case you hadn't heard. It's currently a publicly owned company, but it's going to be privately owned probably sometime next year. Guess who's going to buy it?
You'll never guess.
Oh, boy. Oh, my. We will reveal that here in moments. Hour number three is on the way. Plus, maybe we'll talk about high school security. One high schooler writes at LouRockwell.com, just absolutely rebutting his principal and his claims about why everyone should have an ID card. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.